All right, this is Tone, this is Flagpost Sports, and this is Fourth and Jets. All right, everybody, welcome to Fourth and Jets. This is your Week 5 recap leading into your Week 6 debacle. Now, if you've been living under a rock, and I'm pretty sure you haven't because, unfortunately, you've been watching the Jets, which is a fucking disaster. You've seen that the Jets lost last week's game to Arizona a fuck ton to a fuck little. Now, that's not the exact score, but it is basically how you sum up the game. The Jets, at times, looked like maybe they were going to get on a roll. Joe Flacco starting for Sam Darnold. Not able to go because of the shoulder injury. Flacco was wacko. He was starting the game. Said he was out there to prove something. And he definitely proved he is not an NFL starter. Yes, he had flashes. But guess what? Even shit rises to the top when it has flashes. The Jets right now are a disaster. I have no idea what's going on with this team. There's very little talent on both sides of the ball. On offense, we'll get to a big, big key loss going forward on offense. But defense, not much there. There are some spots and some bright flashes, but for the most part, there's really nothing much on defense to say that this is a talented defense. Greg Williams, who is not a horrible defensive coach, is doing what he can, but not much to do here. Offense looking terrible. Sam Darnold out. Le'Veon Bell was back. Didn't really factor too much into the game plan. Chris Herndon dropping a ton of fucking balls as usual. And Jamison Crowder, the only person on the stat line filling it out. Over 100 yards receiving. And of course, he is the NFL's leading per game receiving leader. With over 111 yards per game, go figure. Now, unless you were living under a rock, the Jets Tuesday night announced that they have released Le'Veon Bell. Well, it didn't last long, did it now? We signed a bona fide star. It looked like things were going to turn around for the Jets. It looked like maybe, just maybe, we would be able to lower these big stars to New York, to the Jets. This team that's been plagued with nothing but mediocrity and half talent. Talent leaving, becoming megastars. Looking at you, Jamal Adams. Le'Veon Bell out just over a year. Didn't really do very much with the Jets. And you got to figure that a lot of it was because he was out for that year that he held at with Pittsburgh. And there probably was some rust, but he came in this year, looked like he was ready to go, wanted to be spotlighted in the offense. And unfortunately, Adam Gase, just as Adam Gase has done since his time as the Jets coach, he ruined a great fucking thing. He took Le'Veon Bell, maybe one of the most prolific scorers up until his time in New York, and completely ruined this man. Now, I'm not saying all the blame's on Adam Gase, because Le'Veon Bell still has to go out there and perform. But when you're not put in the right position, when you're not put in the right plays, you cannot be expected to succeed. And it just didn't work. And now Le'Veon Bell's time in New York is over. And he is looking for a new team. Now, we all know how this game plays and how this movie plays out. He's going to go to a team that's going to burn us. I could see him going to a Patriots team for a very, very low amount of money and absolutely fucking dominating. Or I could see him going to like a Giants team, another New York team, because he seems to like New York, who just, by the way, lost their star running back and could use a guy like Le'Veon Bell for a year, you know, on a short contract to maybe turn things around. Now, the Patriots scenario sounds like fucking shit, But if you do think about him going to a team like the Giants, that could help the Jets, actually, because guess what? We're in full fucking tank mode. Absolute full fucking tank mode. We're not winning a game this year. I've sounded like a broken record because I've said it many times, but I'm going to say it again. This team is going to go 0-16, and I'm completely fucking here for it. No more half-ass efforts. Getting 2 wins, 3 wins, 4 wins, getting the 4th, 5th, 6th pick. It's fucking bust this year. Tank it right, get the first pick, and draft fucking Trevor Lawrence. Now, I've been taking a lot of heat for that comment. People are like, no, don't. Sam Darnold, he's good. He just needs the guys around him. Sick of hearing that shit. All right, listen. You're going to have Sam Darnold coming into his next year, his 4th year in the league. Adam Gase, he's going to be gone. Gone like the wind. There's no way he's going to be coming back as a coach of the Jets. Unless the Johnsons have a complete moment of fucking insanity, which is very possible because they are fucking stupid. Because they've run this team into the ground since they've taken over. But even they're not that stupid to keep a guy like Adam Gase after the fucking terrible year that we're enduring and will endure. Joe Douglas has a plan, and I will go to bat with Joe Douglas. He signed a lot of the teams, team players who won your deals. He knows a lot of his major stars opted out, and they will be back next year. Hopefully, coronavirus will be over. Coronavirus, fuck the coronavirus. Anyway, so hopefully next year is a different story, but if you get the number 1 pick, you do not trade the number 1 pick. You take the number 1 pick, and you take a goddamn number 1 consensus pick in the fucking draft, which will likely be Trevor motherfucking Lawrence. I'm not saying that he's going to be a fucking superstar because nobody knows. He hasn't played a single snap in the NFL. But when you have a chance at a number 1 pick and a consensus number 1 pick, and he just happens to be a quarterback, which is the one position that's fucking haunted this team for years and years, you fucking take him. There's no trading picks. There's no moving up, moving down, getting more pieces. We need a fucking piece. We need a bona fide fucking leader. This team has not had a leader, and I can say this confidently since Chad Pennington. Now, Chad Pennington was the most talented person in the world. Not bad either. But let's just face it, he wasn't a superstar quarterback. And he wasn't the answer. And he was just one in a many line of fucking quarterbacks that this team has had in their fucking disposal. I like Sam Darnold. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. I think, yes, if he did have pieces around him, maybe things would have turned out different. But you can't expect in year 4 for progression. My opinion, and again, it's my opinion, and just like an opinion, and assholes, everybody's got one, and you're entitled to yours, but here's mine. From years 1 to 3, that's when you progress as a quarterback. And from 1 to 3, you need to progress from year to year to year. If you get to year 4 and you think that a quarterback is going to somehow progress into this magical fucking quarterback, you're out your goddamn mind. That's not happening. I'm telling you right now, the Jets need to start thinking about the next chapter. The next chapter is whichever coach they bring in. Once again, I'm going to say it. I trust Joe Douglas, and I think Joe Douglas has been doing a pretty good job so far, given the shit show that he's had to work with. But he's going to come in with a new coach. And if you get a chance at Trevor Lawrence, God damn it, take fucking Trevor Lawrence. This is getting out of hand. People getting angry at me saying, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Sam Darnold just needs talent. Let's assume for a second Sam Darnold does get some talent around him at wide receiver or running back, which is diminishing on a fucking minute-by-minute basis, especially since the fact that Le'Veon Bell is now off the fucking team. Let's assume for a minute that the Jets, they go out, they get some bona fide wide receivers. Do you really think that a guy like Sam Darnold will progress into, let's say, a Tom Brady? Okay, too much. He's a graceful time. Okay. How about a Russell Wilson? No, not the same time player. Fine. How about a Josh Allen? Do you think he will progress into a Josh Allen? I don't see it happening. It's not going to happen. like I said, I like Sam Darnold a lot. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. But first pick is going to be within grasp this year. Buckle up. Fucking understand that this is going to be a top five fucking year again in the bottom of the draft. We actually have a legitimate chance to get the first pick in the fucking draft. I'm not saying that it's a good thing because it's not. Doesn't mean that we had a good team. But you know what? These are the cards we're dealt and we have to fucking play. So we're going to play it to the death. Fucking tank. Full tank. 0-16. Get the first pick. Start this shit over. Get yourself into a position to be a good team. This fucking conference, this division, is completely up for grabs. If we had better talent on this team, especially quarterback, I do believe that they could challenge for the title every year for the division. I'm not saying they're going to go and fucking destroy like a Kansas City Chiefs team. I'm not saying it at all. What I'm saying is that they will at least put a competitive team on the fucking field every week. Because what I'm seeing every week right now is pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. Trust is the plan. I trust in Joe Douglas. But I do trust that the Jets right now suck. They fucking suck. I love my Jets. Like I said, been a Jet fan since 1994. And this team is just as bad as the 1995 team. With the exception that I believe the 95 team actually had heart and fucking were pissed that they were losing so many games. This team just giving up. They know that their coach is going to get fucking fired at the end of the year. And they're just counting their days until the fucking season's over. And they could get to the next chapter. It's getting pathetic. The Jets, week 6, playing the Miami Dolphins. And if you think that we're beating the Miami Dolphins, you better fucking drink yourself to a bottle because you're fucking crazy. No way are we beating the goddamn Dolphins. The Dolphins, as bad as they were last year, are light years ahead of us this year. Fitzpatrick, he's having his once every 4 years fucking epiphany where he realizes, shit, I could be a good quarterback in this league. And this is the year of the 4 years. Everyone's, it's like a leap year. Every 4 years, he decides, this is the year I'm going to be a good quarterback again. And guess what? This is that year. You're not being Fitzpatrick and you're not being the fucking Dolphins. And then on the horizon, you have the Chiefs and then the Patriots before you hit a bye. And you realistically could very well go 0-8, 0-9 before some changes could be made. Will the Jets fucking fire Adam Gase? Probably not. You know why? Because we're the goddamn Jets. We don't fuck around. We make everything harder and as ridiculous as possible. But I digress. This team, 0-16, just be here for it. Just understand, will one win really make you feel better? Will two wins make you feel better? Will three? It's not going to do a goddamn thing. Let's get on board with the full fucking tank, 0-16. Let's get this team better. Get this team right. Let's get Trevor Lawrence. Let's fucking say goodbye to Sam Darnold. And let's move on. But first, Dolphins this week. We'll be tweeting during the game, of course. We'll be bringing some live reports from Twitter at Flagpost Sports. And of course, next week, we will give you a recap unless somehow Sam Darnold decides to fucking quit the team or somebody else decides to just, maybe the whole team will just walk out. Tell you what, if the whole team walks out, we'll have another podcast. So if you want to hear me again, pray for a walkout. But until then, this is Tone. This is Flagpost Sports. And this is 4th and Jets.